This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to another Monday. Maybe I should have said, welcome to another Monday. Welcome to another week. Last week, unfortunately, we did not have the services of one Victoria Keelan, but I believe she's... excuse me. She's back.
Is that your impression of me?
Well, I'm just thinking, you sounded like that last week, like I sounded like it the week before.
You gave it to me through the microphone.
I know.
The first documented case of a through microphone infection.
Yes. These microphones are infectious, no question about it. Our voices are infectious. Just be happy we don't have Zika. Oh. 41 U.S. service members, including one who is pregnant, have contracted Zika, whether it be here or overseas, most of it overseas. Seven dependents of military personnel have been infected since earlier in the week. Last week, Pentagon officials said they had counted 33 service members, six dependents who have Zika. So if you have Zika and you're in Florida or anywhere, Marco Rubio says you shouldn't be able to get an abortion. And when Marco Rubio says things like that, you understand why he's not the presidential standard bearer for the Republican Party. In fact, I can't imagine voting for him for dog catcher. But it's that sort of thing that separates out, and this is not a political statement, this is a statement of reality. People of all ages want you to butt out, Marco. You haven't quite figured that out yet. It's not your business. The thing that drives most people who think this through crazy is that mostly men are the ones who do the talking about things like this, and they're the ones who are, I don't want to say least affected, but how are you affected by this? Why does Marco Rubio pipe up that women who have Zika and want to get an abortion ought not to be able to get it? Why is that his business? I mean, he can say whatever he wants. I can say what I want, free country, but what does he think it gets him? Most people who are politicians measure their words, with the exception perhaps of Donald Trump, so that they only say what they think is going to benefit them in the end.
Right.
Although maybe Trump thinks the way he's approaching stuff is the way to get votes. Doesn't look like the polls are agreeing with that, but at any rate...
Well, doesn't Rubio kind of always, whenever he has a moment to steal some limelight, doesn't he always appeal to the far right?
The negative side of the right wing, yes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I would say that was it. That's my pejorative you're going to have. You may agree with him. I'm betting that you won't find 15 women who are willing to agree with that statement in his circle of friends. Or people that he knows in some way, shape, or form. But he's a has-been. Does he have a political future at all? Or is he saying stuff like this because he wants to sort of figure out if he has a political future? That's not a statement that you make to get women's votes. You want to win with men's votes. I don't even know why men support that. Why would men support that?
That's a great question, and I often wonder that. And as a man, maybe you could possibly explain it, but
I've never understood it my whole life. I've had the same point of view forever on this. I have people, my stripes when it comes to being the real conservative focus is on fiscal matters.
Right.
That's the only place that it has any value for me at all. It's none of your business what goes on in my family. None of your business what goes on in my house. None of your business what goes on with me personally. It's none of my business what goes on with you.
But isn't that sort of like the original tenets of the Republican Party is exactly how you just described it? And somehow it's gotten to be such a socially conservative instead of just fiscally conservative party.
Well, that's why they're in this circumstance, I think it's, I'm going to say they lose elections. They have control of the House, have control of the Senate, but I'm betting that the people who are actually in control, for the most part, don't have these, are not wearing these stripes. They certainly won't win in a majority fashion this time around if they take that approach. Although that's why Trump brought Pence in, because he has the same points of view on a lot of these things as Rubio and some of the others. I don't get it, frankly. And it isn't, it's my upbringing, I guess, or my thinking it through on my own, that brings me to the conclusion that there's no winning in that with that train of thought, especially in 2016. However, having said that, the real story this morning is aimed at people who are traveling on an airplane. If you're if you have a ticket for a Delta flight today, you're probably not going to go anywhere. There are people all over the world who are grounded at this moment because they have a system-wide computer failure. They can't get it to work, and they don't know when the problem's going to be fixed. The airline on Twitter said about an hour ago, our systems are down everywhere, repeating what it said around 3 o'clock this morning when every one of the red eyes in Los Angeles was canceled. People taken off of the flights to JFK, for example, to Boston, to East Coast cities that would leave around 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock. In Las Vegas, passengers sleeping on the floor this morning. In Rome, you can't even check in for the flight back to New York from Rome. It's around the world. Delta is the second largest airline in the world, and so they have, there's some pictures around. You can see on social media, Twitter at Good Day Show, Facebook.com/Good Day, the comments from people. Here's at Delta passenger sleeping in Las Vegas terminal. And that's no place. The Las Vegas terminal is a horrible place. Have you ever been there?
No, I've never been to Vegas, no. I don't think I'm missing much from what everyone keeps telling me.
Passengers waiting at Heathrow for 4 hours, trying to get to San Francisco, trying to get to Seattle, from Alaska. You can't get anywhere. The airline shut down for the most part.
Now, do we think that, I mean, heading in a crazy direction, are we? Is this a hacking thing?
Nah, well, I don't know.
It happened to Southwest global,
about 10 days ago. Same thing happened.
This is Delta Global, right? This is everywhere.
Right.
This is a system-wide problem.
What happens is the computer system breaks down. It melts. And one wonders, when you see how complicated these systems are, remember Delta merged with Northwest about, what, 4 years ago, three, 4 years ago, and they had, it took them forever to get their computer systems together. American getting together with U.S. Air, and they've tried to coordinate, and there are plenty of problems, as one knows who uses that system, but it hasn't melted yet. Southwest took over AirTran, and that was not an easy. It's taken them actually 3 years to do it because, again, the systems were so incompatible, that they had a hard time managing the planes, And so what happens, as it did 10 days ago with Southwest, same thing is happening to Delta. The systems just stop. They just stop. They just melt. And so what do you do in that circumstance? I don't know. I mean, I can imagine. What, there was another example of that. I'm trying to think of what it was over the weekend that I ran into where computer systems just stopped and they had to reboot everything. They had to redo everything. There's something sticking in my craw about it, but I can't remember what it was. Some computer system for something just stopped. And that's not the only problem that Delta has. There is a big upset that surfaced over the weekend involving the showing of the movie Carol on Delta. Carol was that movie about that had Cate Blanchett and Rooney Mara in it that was about a woman, older woman falling in love with a younger woman. Why would you show that? What sort of management style is there? You notice on airplanes that they usually just run G or close to G movies because there are kids on the plane. You know, and sometimes the even the R movies never show up.
Right.
And sometimes PG movies don't even show up, although there's, you know, some of that, most of that, I guess, is okay. Delta says it didn't edit any of the movies. Why would you even put this on? United didn't offer a version of Carol. American didn't respond to the request for a comment. But I think this is... if you're trying to appeal to the largest segment of the audience, you don't put a movie like Carol on a plane with kids.
And even beyond the subject matter, it's a slow art house kind of movie. It's not a movie I kind of got halfway through it. I found it kind of boring. But it's not the kind of movie that you know, the blockbuster type plane movie that you would expect, or even a family type movie. I don't understand. It's a weird choice, and then the weird editing thing. I don't know. It's just it's a bad choice on Delta's part.
Yes, it is.
None of the other airlines are showing it.
No. That's it. We've settled that problem. Don't fly Delta, because you can't get anywhere anyway.
Yeah, right.
Today. All right, well, you hold a good thought.
People joke Delta stands for doesn't ever leave the terminal or something like that?
I've never heard that before.
Yeah, I hear that all the time.
Delta was started as a crop dusting airline.
Doesn't ever leave the airport. That's what it stands for.
Doesn't ever leave the airport, really. Yeah.
Yeah,
well, they're all so big that they all have their problems, the on-time problem. They fudge the records and all that stuff. Well, we have 87% on-time arrival. Really? How'd you fudge the records there, pal?
Right.
18 past the hour.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler. As a home improvement expert for the Money Pit, I get to try out lots of great products, and I featured the new Generac IQ2000 portable inverter generator on Fox & Friends. Wow, was everyone impressed. If you're looking for portable power for tailgating, camping, parties, or when the power goes out, you'll love the Generac IQ2000. It's quiet, smart, easy to use, and it's just $799, hundreds less than a Honda generator. The Generac IQ is the most versatile generator I've seen and will make sure you're never out of power. Order now and get free shipping, plus the first 100 listeners get a free copy of my book, Your Guide to Every Home Improvement Adventure. But the only way to get this offer is to visit GeneracIQ.com or call 800-965-1172. For free shipping and a free copy of my book, call 800-965-1172. That's 800-965-1172 or online at GeneracIQ.com. GeneracIQ.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need back-to-school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
He needs folders, binders, a backpack.
You sound like quite the little organizer.
No, he's quite the little loser.
Come again?
He loses papers, homework, you name it, he loses it.
Ah, that kind of loser.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like a 4-pack of 3M Post-its for just $3. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Thanks to my pal Larry Fuss, who runs a couple of stations that carry this program and is in the area where Delta is big in terms of service in the southeast. He says Delta means don't expect luggage to arrive. What did you come up with? You said something.
Doesn't ever leave the airport.
Oh, right. Okay. Don't expect luggage to arrive. Very clever. Very cute. Thank you, Larry. 21 minutes after the hour. Monday the 8th is upon us.
Are you Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Alright, Beatles in the focus. 50 years ago today, the Revolver album was released. 50 years later, it's still taking fans on an incredible voyage. Revolver, the Beatles' seventh UK album, released August 5th, 1966 in the UK and August 8th in the US. Another game changer for the Fab Four. The release also came at a time when the band was caught up in the controversy over Lennon's statement that Beatles were more popular than Jesus. That was a great, man, you talk about getting attention. It's very cool.
Was that really that big of a deal?
What? The Beatles were more popular than Jesus? Yeah.
But when he said that, was it really that big of a deal?
Yes, it was. Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Times have changed.
Yeah, right. The Beatles, well, I don't know if they're more popular than Jesus today.
I mean, like, on any given Tuesday, Kanye says way worse than that. So
right.
We're just, well, I guess, we're desensitized now.
As President Obama said once, Kanye is a jackass.
And, yeah,
you know,
he's a talented jackass, but he's still a jackass.
A lot of radio stations refused to play the Beatles, and it affected the price of Capitol Records stock on the New York Stock Exchange. This is how foolish when you listen to this stuff, and then you put yourself back 50 years to the way people used to think about stuff like this.
I mean, can you imagine affecting stocks?
Well, that's because of what he said about Jesus.
Yeah.
That's why.
That's nuts.
Lennon issued an apology to settle the issue, and then he said after that he didn't mean the apology. He just did it because the record guy said, hey, our stock price is going down. Take it back. So he did, and then later in life he wrote any number of things. It was just a fun statement, and people take stuff way too seriously about things like this.
The Beatles probably were bigger than Jesus at a time there.
Well, yeah, they had... It depends on how you measure popularity, I guess.
Right.
This album was number one. Didn't bother the fans. It was a different crowd. It's kind of like what we were just talking about off the air. It's a different crowd.
Right.
7 weeks it was number one, this album, on the Billboard charts. It debuted on September 3rd at number 45. And the next week it was number one. And stayed
there.
Huge
jump.
Oh, yeah. Taxman, Eleanor Rigby, Yellow Submarine, Gotta Get You Into My Life, all hits off of the Revolver album, which is 50 years in the United States today. And if you were 5 years old on August 5th, 1966, yeah, making 55 now, huh? Would you have listened to it if you were 5 years old or 10 years old? What was the cutoff, you suppose? I'm saying neither one of you know because you weren't around then. I certainly, let's see, at that point, 1966.
I mean, they would have been all over the radio, so if you were in the car with your parents, you would have heard them.
Yeah.
Right?
I was a sophomore in college. No, I was a sophomore in college then. And The Beatles were everywhere. That's all anybody talked about.
Right.
And we didn't talk in Heidelberg. We didn't, hey, man. There's none of that stuff. It was just, who were you dating last night? And the Beatles, what's the biggest Beatles song today? That was the conversation. Never about classes, never about what work we had to do in school. It was always about the Beatles and the girls. It was
nice.
Yes, right. Good combination of things. 28 past the hour.
See your shadow. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. You can't possibly know someone by a small amount of information, just as others can't know you by only a small amount of information. So what you see in others are your own projections. And many times, what you see in others are the things you don't believe are inside of you. But the reality is that the potential for every human characteristic is inside of you. Because you are, after all, human. The next time you make a move to judge others harshly, be mindful. Because there's a very good chance that what you're judging in others is what you don't want to see in yourself. It's what psychologists call the shadow. See your shadow. For more in-depth insights, visit drchristianconti.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need back-to-school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
He needs folders, binders, a backpack.
He sounds like quite the little organizer.
No, he's quite the little loser.
Come again?
He loses papers, homework, you name it, he loses it.
Ah, that kind of loser.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like a 4-pack of 3M Post-its for just $3. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves unwind with their uptown entourage on private islands. The have-dones unwind with a relaxing massage and hundreds of other spa treatments. Looking for a facial? Think Groupon. Want a mani-pedi? Think Groupon. Need a haircut? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert Network Reputation Analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
With Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen on Monday, a lot of useful information and some useless information. Useful, useless, it's all right, we're equal opportunity here. I was looking at the summer games in which women have outnumbered men on teams, let's see here, 292 American women 292. I think there are 250 men, right? 250 men, if I'm not mistaken. So there are more women than there are men on Team USA.
Seems typical for Summer Olympics, right?
Three
be more women than men. Men
than
would be
China.
More in the winter.
Yeah. 44 years since the passage of Title IX that opened up the door for women in college sports and high school sports. You had to offer equal opportunity for women in sports. And I remember on the college level anyway, we got a great start at Heidelberg because there were a lot of forward-looking people there even then. And so it was that, in my opinion, that led to all of these sports being opened up to women, archery, weightlifting. You've seen some of these women and what they can do.
Oh, yeah. I watched the women's rugby.
Yeah.
It was intense. It was so, like, awe-inspiring, though, because just the physicality, it was amazing to watch. Have you ever watched women's rugby or any rugby at all?
I've seen men's rugby. I've never seen women's.
You should watch it. It was very cool.
I've never.
Wow.
It isn't. What is rugby? I sort of get the. What is the real. Why would people be interested in rugby? What does it do?
It's American football without a helmet or padding.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, they also use their feet. And, it's weird. It's like a mix of almost kind of like, I don't know,
it's
Gaelic
like soccer
football or
in Gaelic. Yeah, it's exactly. Yeah.
All right. I saw a headline that the Williams sisters were not happy. What's going on that makes them unhappy at the over at the Olympics? I'm not sure. This is day, what, four, I guess, if you count Friday's day one. But for some reason or other, Serena and Venus Williams were stunned in the doubles.
I think they lost.
Yeah.
Maybe that's
why they're not happy.
I guess if you're used to winning, then losing would be a shock.
Yeah. They can still make it, though. I'm looking to see.
Isn't the whole purpose of the games to sort of teach us all, any of athletes, supposed to teach us to be good sports? Right?
Well, you would think that good sportsmanship should be a major part of it, yes.
Yeah. So, the first round of the women's doubles, this woman, Novak Djokovic, is that how you pronounce your name?
No, that's a woman, man, Novak Djokovic.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh. Huh.
There's a Russian-born...
How do you know these names?
Australian, Daria Gavrilova.
That's good.
I think she's the one, maybe, who beat Venus or Serena. I don't know. I haven't been watching it. I think the Olympics are really boring.
I do, too.
And there's no one in the stands. I mean, I saw Gabby Douglas and the girls' gymnastics team yesterday, but that was it. And there was no one there. I mean, I guess people can't afford to have tickets.
Yeah, that was something I was really surprised by, too. I watched the women's soccer game on Saturday, and there were a lot of empty seats in the stands. I guess they'll fill up for the finals, probably.
I don't know.
That's a good question.
Now, see, Walter would say that we don't sound good now because we don't sound authoritative.
Yes, it will definitely be filled
up. You know what, though? You know what? I would actually argue that we sound exactly like everybody else because no one gives a crap about the Olympics this year. I think we are on point. We've got our finger on the pulse.
The Russians are getting booted for more and more stuff, it looks like.
They got booted from the Paralympics.
No.
All right. A-Rod, speaking of sports, is getting booted by management of the Yankees. I don't quite understand. You're in New York. Maybe there's something in the on page six or something on a headline. I don't understand this at all. He's 22 years as a hero.
Mm-hmm.
This will be his last week as a player.
Friday's his last game, yeah.
$275 million contract that will be paid out. They're releasing him. Is he not playing well? And they want to make room on the roster for somebody who's better?
I think he's done. I mean, he's already had the scandals. He's older. He's done. There's nothing else he can do. And
why?
I think
if he plays well, is he not playing well? If he plays well, who cares what his age is or anything else?
No, I agree, but I don't really follow baseball that much. But from what I've heard, I think people are just, you know, he's done. He's done. He's done everything he can do. I don't think he's not playing to the level that he normally plays at. But I think you're right. I think the Yankees would like a spot on the roster.
I'm looking at a less-than-perfect season, struggling to recover his reputation after the steroid scandal last year.
Mm-hmm.
He's 41 years old. He's hit a number of grand slams. He's dated everybody from Madonna to Cameron Diaz.
That's
and
true.
Now it's time for him to move on. But he gets $20 million a year, and he keeps getting that through the end of his contract.
Yeah. He's going to be in some sort of advisor role.
Nice work if you can get it.
Exactly.
Yeah, it means nothing. That's nothing. All right, so we were talking about the Beatles. For those of you who weren't listening maybe in the last half hour, we acknowledged that the Beatles Revolver album turned 50 today in the United States. 50 years ago today, August the 8th, 1966. the Revolver album, which had great tunes on it like Eleanor Rigby. We all live in the yellow submarine. Gotta get you into my life. Taxman. Those are the great songs that are in that album. Anyway, one of the things that created a stir when this came about was John Lennon saying that the Beatles were more popular than Jesus. And man, oh my God, you'd think that...
And what year did he say that?
1966.
Oh, wow.
It was in conjunction with the release of this album, the Revolver album. So I was thinking about how then and now and before that and probably after this, the religious fanatics, whether they be Christians who couldn't stand to hear somebody say something like that about Jesus, to those who in the Muslim religion have no use for the infidels. And then there are stories like this from India where cows are, people say, Doug, you'd be right at home in India because you love the cows. I do love the cows, but this is a little bit too far. The cow vigilantes trying to protect the animals, cows are sacred, and they are not to be eaten according to the text, the scripture, the lessons, the belief. Religious belief is that cows are highly valued, respected, and the Hindu population thinks that they help them get to wherever their next life is. So there are people who live in India who are not Hindu, who eat beef. And so now this movement, this vigilante movement that's trying to put an end, and there's a lot of violence been cropping up here, as we hear in this report from India.
These are India's cow vigilantes. Their goal is to protect the animals, but for some, that comes at the cost of other humans. Cows are highly valued and respected among much of India's largely Hindu population, and the vigilantes want to enforce that. This often includes targeting low-income families and those outside of the Hindu faith who eat beef. It's already illegal in most Indian states to kill cows or eat their meat. Since last year, dozens of people have been attacked or killed. And it's caused protests all over India, especially by members of the Dalit community, the lowest caste, who are often targeted. Dalits are primarily the ones in charge of removing cow carcasses from Indian roads if the animals die. Cows in India are allowed to roam freely. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke out against the vigilante groups for the first time at the beginning of August. In fact, he addressed it 2 days in a row.
So you get killed in India by the fanatics if you eat cow, if you eat meat. Religionists. Religions.
I think that's a good word that you just invented. Religionists.
Yeah.
I think that should be a thing, because there is a difference between people who follow a religion and people like this who are religionists. That's a really good word.
I liked, the only thing I think I've ever liked Bill Maher doing was Religiosity, that movie.
Religious. That's a great movie.
Anyway, so what my point is in telling you these two stories is that religious fanatics are religious fanatics no matter what the religion. Every religion, and by definition, it creates fanatics. The goodness that comes out of most religions is applaudable, but it's pretty pathetic when it gets down to some of the things that are part and parcel of what people believe without any good reason other than that's what they believe. Okay, so you want to believe that way, that's fine. But, I mean, carrying it to that extreme, would kill somebody who ate a cow, then that's no different than any other fanaticism from any other religion.
Yeah.
And it's something to sort of be aware of. How is it that all these religions create this sort of fanaticism? Food for thought at 15 minutes before the hour.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need back-to-school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
He needs folders, binders, a backpack.
Sounds like quite the little organizer.
No, he's quite the little loser.
Come again?
He loses papers, homework, you name it, he loses it.
Ah, that kind of loser.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Back-to-school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back-to-school at low prices every day. Like a four-pack of 3M Post-its for just $3. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
This report is brought to you by Kia Motors. Research suggests that millennials are applying for auto loans and buying cars at much the same rate as their parents. Last year, millennials accounted for 27% of new car sales in the U.S., making them the second largest group of buyers after baby boomers. But finding the right car can be daunting. With so many different makes and models available, how do you really know which car is right for you? James Bell, Director of Corporate Communications, Kia Motors.
The first thing to remember is that the right car for you is the one that's within your budget now and will enhance your lifestyle in the long term. Typically, I recommend that young buyers focus on finding a sedan, and a great choice is the Kia Optima, which offers style, value, performance, and the latest technology, including Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, all there to keep drivers connected.
Driving off the lot in your first car is a veritable rite of passage. Find more information and tips at Kia.com.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
All right, let's see who we are here, 47 after the hour. Those of you who are fans of the Disney folks, they're finally building barriers for gators at the Walt Disney World Seven Seas Lagoon Resort.
Wait, so I can't pet the gators now if I go over there?
You can't wade into the water and feed them.
Yeah. They're going to be done in the next month or two building these walls. They have a new wildlife management plan following the death of that two-year-old boy. But they were telling people who work for them not to talk to people about this, and yet there were some of the people that would tell us that don't go out there. It's dangerous. And people say, why would they allow something like this on a Disney resort? Pretty good question.
Well, the new walls are kind of weird, too, because they look like a few boulders. I mean, I'm pretty sure alligators could climb over that. It doesn't really look like it's...
Pretty low center of gravity, those gators.
I mean, I hope that this is going to work. It's, you know, like the fence at the zoo in Cincinnati. I mean, I hope the new plan is better than the old plan.
Yes, you would hope that. You'd think somebody would be thinking that through, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, last night on a replay of, I think from the first season, on Madam Secretary, the theme was the relationship between India and Pakistan and nuclear weapons. So whether you saw it or you didn't see it, maybe you're watching the Olympics, but if you did see the show, you know why what I tell you in the next 60 seconds is about as crazy as anything you could possibly imagine. How many nuclear bombs are there still in existence in the world, even after all of the talk of us having nuclear disarmament? The number of warheads needed to trigger nuclear winter is about 100. 100 size, Hiroshima-sized warheads used in World War II. 100 of those being let, if you bomb 100 locations with that, it'll be the end of the world. But Russians have 7,500 of these things. The U.S. has 7,200 of these things. France has 300, China 260, the British 215, 120 in Pakistan, and 120 in India. Can you believe it?
Jeez.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Time on Good Day, 53 minutes after the hour. Victoria and I going through some of the stats in a moment. There's a new app that will let you cut animal cruelty from your life. We'll find out how that works. I noticed the top nations with the most stations and TV sets in China, there are 400 million television sets. In the United States, 219 million. Does that surprise you? That's
no.
All the TV sets? Because most homes, well, we're thinking about homes and not people.
Mm.
Many homes that I know have 2, 3, 4 television sets.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Japan has 86 million TV sets. India, 63 million. Russia, 60. Germany, 51. And Brazil, 36 million. Other stats that are interesting for those who follow this sort of thing with technology. 64% of the United States uses smartphones. That's the percentage of smartphone penetration in the U.S. this year, up from 52% 2 years ago. So 12% more. You look around, you think everybody's got one of these things. But about two-thirds of the population has a smartphone. I don't know if that takes into account kids that are under the age of 10 or 12. I think it's irresponsible to give a youngster a smartphone, frankly. They're so distracting because there's so many things to be done. You can use them for so many different things. Global computer game and video game sales has peaked last year. 17 billion dollars in video games. $17 billion.
Well, look at the Pokemon Go alone.
I know.
It's crazy.
What that's all about. All right, in a moment, Victoria's going to explain this new app that lets you cut animal cruelty from your life. Let's figure out how that works right after this.
If you run a business, plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that some vans are too small, others too big. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. With unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. During the Metris Summer Savings Event, save $3,000 on all 26 Mercedes-Benz Metris models. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Offer valid only to qualified customers for purchase or lease of eligible 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Cashback only available on the purchase or lease of a 2016 Metris van from new dealer stock. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer or mbvans.com website for full offer details. Offer ends August 31st, 2016.
Sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
All right, let's get back to the action here. Victoria, what's the story about this new app?
Well, as I was laid up this week and hadn't left my apartment for a solid 7 days, I decided to sift through some new apps that are out there, and I found one called Cruelty Cutter, which is sponsored by the Beagle Freedom Project. I don't know if you have you heard about that?
No.
It's for whatever reason, beagles are the most tested on lab animals as
really?
Far as dog breeds go. And in every state, there has been legislation to allow these dogs, once they're finished with their testing, to allow them to be adopted instead of euthanized. And some states, California recently passed that. New York is working on it right now. I think Massachusetts, it's been passed. So these animals can go on and have a wonderful life with a loving home instead of just being euthanized. Mm-hmm. So the Beagle Freedom Project has started this new app called the Cruelty Cutter. And it's a free app. It's super simple to use. And all you do is scan every product that you have in your house, or if you're in the store, you can scan the product and it tells you immediately if that product was tested on animals. And so if that's something that's important to you, which it is to me, to
not buy
products that have been tested on animals,
mm-hmm.
Then it's a super fast, easy, and free way to eliminate animal cruelty from your life. And in my fits of boredom throughout the week of being homebound, I pretty much zapped everything in my apartment, got rid of some stuff that I was surprised that I didn't know was tested on animals, and some other products that I'm really happy aren't tested on animals. So the Beagle Freedom Project is a nonprofit. You can look it up. There's lots of great information. And Cruelty Cutter is the free app that you can download for Android and iOS.
All right, there you go. There's the story on that app at 59 past the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.